Oh, no problem. It's, I'm sorry.
Just don't expect me to carry any bills now.
Today's April 28th, 2015. This is a Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Today is a work session on Senate Bill 5528, the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department. We'll go ahead and open up a work session on Senate Bill 5528, and we'll turn it over to staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. In OLUS, you have two documents. One is Senate Bill 5528, OPRD work session recommendation that we'll be working from today, and also Senate Bill 5528-2 amendment. We will begin on what is your fourth page, which is the first page of the LFO 102 work session presentation report. The total recommended budget for 15-17 for parks is $190,763,215, 847 positions, and 576.26 FTE. That is a reduction of $18.8 million from current service level and a reduction of $21.7 million from LAB, from the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. Most of that is having to do with moving the state fair out of the parks budget. Moving to the next page, this is the first of six divisions that we'll go through. It's the director's office, responsible for leadership, functioning of various commissions, internal auditing, quality assurance, and communications. The total budget is $4,798,336, 12 positions, 12 FTE. Package 802, this is the first of several Package 802s that you will see during the course of this recommendation. It captures the revenue shortfall through governor's budget, which means through the December 2014 lottery fund forecast, and agency evaluation of other funds needed for ending balance. In this case, it's a reduction of $133,998. Next page is Package 803, and you will see this several times as well in each division. It is added by the Legislative Fiscal Office to capture technical adjustments that we have learned about since the governor's budget and the impact of the March 2015 lottery fund forecast and on the 13-15 budget for the purpose of lottery fund carry forward. In this case, it adds $37,789. The next page is the beginning of the Central Services Division, second of six divisions. This division provides administrative support, budgeting, accounting, contracting, human resources, information technology. Total recommended budget is $28,593,925, 73 positions, 71.1 FTE. There are two packages. Package 802 is the revenue adjustment for December of 2014. It's a negative $444,908. And Package 803 on the next page is the revenue adjustment for the March 2015 forecast, which adds back $143,376. The third division is Park Development. Park Development is responsible for strategic acquisitions, design and engineering improvements, and enhancement and major maintenance. The recommended budget is $24,275,395, 13 positions, 13 FTE. Package 802 reflects the bulk of the 2014 forecast adjustment. In this case, it's a reduction of lottery funds, $4,759,955. Other funds, reduction $185,547. In Package 803, there are several adjustments, actually four. The March 15 lottery revenue forecast provides an increase in Measure 76 funds over the December 14 forecast for 15-17 in park development. It is $411,610. Second, the other funds expenditure limitation is increased by $405,000 for a grant from the Oregon State Marine Board. The grant has been verbally assured, but at this writing has not yet been officially awarded. The funds would be used beginning in July of 15. As a measure of caution, the Legislative Fiscal Office requests that the DAS Chief Financial Office unschedule the limitation until the award is official. Third, there are two federal grants that were awarded during 2013-15 but have not been spent as of this writing. There's $970,000 for the Belts Farm acquisition and $980,000 for the Beaver Creek property. LFO requests that the DAS CFO unschedule the limitation in case the agency is able to complete the expenditures by June 30, 2015. If the limitation is needed in 15-17, the DAS CFO can reschedule all or part of it. Finally, the package carries forward expenditure limitation arising from the March 15 lottery forecast adjustment for 13-15 and redistributes the increase between lottery and other funds to bring expenditures and ending balances into alignment. All of that said, the total value of the package is $3,042,008. The next page is the fourth of six divisions. This is direct services. This manages and operates and protects the 108,000 acres of state parks and does planning for all parks. The total recommended budget is $99,002,382, 720 positions, 451.16 full-time equivalents. Package 102 adds back five of the positions that are abolished in package 138, which will appear later. It's the last package that you'll see. This removes the State Fair and Exposition Center from this budget. This package provides five seasonal positions, 1.41 FTE, to address staffing needs in parks. Parks and Natural Resources Fund dedicated lottery funds helped subsidize the State Fair and Exposition Center while it was housed in the department. This package returns some positions for actual park use. $135,237 is the total value, five positions, 1.41 FTE. Package 802 is the 2014 revenue adjustment. It is a total negative $1,559,220. Package 803 makes six adjustments to the 15-17 revenue and expenditure budget. First is a technical adjustment in services and supplies expenditure limitation associated with two positions in the agency's most recent reorganization transferred from the Community Support and Grants Division to this division. Second, state agencies and local and other parties interested in developing the Salmonberry Trail have agreed that the position to manage the planning will reside in parks. There's 218,793 other funds personal services limitation and 11,207 other funds services and supplies limitation for one limited duration project manager. The funding partners include the Department of Forestry, Tillamook County, Washington County Visitor Association, and Cycle Oregon. Third, the Collier State Park regularly receives donations from the Dorothy Collier Foundation. In the past 2 years, the donations have increased substantially from an average of $750 per year to $7,500 in 2013 and $15,000 in 2014. It appears the higher level of annual giving will continue. Therefore, other funds' S&S limitation is increased by $15,000 to accommodate this expected increase. Fourth, the agency received $250,000 from Japan for the 2011 Japanese tsunami cleanup costs. Not all of the funds have been spent. $179,000 other funds S&S limitation is included as carry forward. However, subsequent to developing this part of the recommendation, another $10,000 has been spent in 2013-15 to deal with removal of the Japanese boat that came ashore in early April. The agency will now have $169,000 to work with in 2015-17. LFO recommends asking the DAS Chief Financial Office to unschedule $10,000 of the carry forward. Fifth, the Cape Foul Weather property acquisition included a gift shop. The agency needs other funds S&S limitation $228,000 to replenish inventory during the 15-17 biennium. And finally, the package carries forward expenditure limitation arising from the March 2015 lottery fund forecast adjustment for 2013-15. And all of this amounts to a total of $1,278,716, one position, one FTE. The next division is community support and grants. This provides matching grants to fund citizen needs, assist property owners, local governments and organizations, and land managers in navigating state and federal laws related to historical and archaeological resources, and passes through ATV funds, RV funds, and 12% of ballot measure 76 lottery funds. The total recommended budget is $34,093,177, 29 positions, 29 FTE. Package 103 increases grants for the natural area program. The agency inherited the natural area program from the Department of State Lands in January of 12. The program acts as a conduit for non-state entities to access federal grant funds. Historically, the structure of the program has resulted in numerous emergency board appearances for authorization to apply for the federal grants and additional expenditure limitation to pass the grant funds through to the local entities. This package would add expenditure limitation, which would allow the program to run more efficiently and reduce the number of emergency board appearances. It is important that you note the agency would still appear to ask for authorization to apply for each grant, so the legislature retains control over how the expenditure limitation is used. The recommended amount is $285,712 federal funds limitation. Package 104 is a carryover package for federal cultural and history grants from the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences and Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Grants. The remaining grant funds will be used to finish work on non-state heritage program mentoring and training and will complete the disposition of the department's collection of Native American artifacts. The total amount is $55,000 federal funds. Package 105 carries over federal recreation grants, expenditures, adds limitation for the Land and Water Conservation Fund and Recreation Trails Program for grants awarded in 13-15, but for which a payment will occur in the 15-17 biennium. The total is $1,542,867. Package 802 is the 2014 revenue adjustment. Other fund special payments expenditures are reduced to ensure enough ending balance to cover the difference between revenue receipts and expenditures during the agency's maximum operational period. The adjustment will reduce heritage programs and the amount of all-terrain vehicle funding that goes to forestry in the Oregon State Police. And the total is a reduction of $2,536,622. Package 803 makes several adjustments. First, the ballot measure 76 lottery funds are adjusted to reflect the March 2015 increase over December 2014, and that is $56,129. There is an error that is corrected in the December 2014 adjustment by increasing the amount to local governments by $23,444. Third, it carries forward expenditure limitation arising from the March 15 lottery forecast adjustment for 13-15. And finally, it accounts for moving $120,366 other fund S&S expense from this division to the Direct Services Division to align the most recent agency reorganization, which results in a total of negative $18,392. The final division is the Oregon Exposition Center. The recommended budget is zero. Package 138 on the last page removes general fund and lottery and other funds expenditure limitation for the Oregon State Fair and Exposition Center. Senate Bill 7 in 2013 moved the Fair and Expo Center to a public corporation managed by the Oregon State Fair Council. The agency will no longer have responsibility for the program after the 2013-15 biennium ends. The general fund subsidy was added to the Department of Administrative Services 2015-17 governor's budget for ongoing support of the council if needed. The total reduction is $15,721,670. Minus 24 positions, minus 19.54 FTE. Which brings us to motion time.
All right, and with that, we'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to SB 5528.
Representative Glenn moves the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5528. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. We'll move on to key performance measures. Ms. Gilbert?
Thank you. On page 2 of the key performance measures display, the LFO recommendation is on KPM number 7, exposition events, percentage increase in annual exposition center gross revenue. This KPM needs to be eliminated. Transfer from state parks to the Oregon State Fair Council occurred January 1, 2015, in accordance with Senate Bill 7, as just discussed. OPRD would not be able to report beyond the first 6 months of the 2015-17 biennium.
All right. With that, we'll entertain a motion.
Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
And Representative Klein moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? All right, seeing none, the motion carries.
And with that, I will move back to the memo of recommendation. The next section is budget notes, and there are no budget notes associated with this appropriation measure. So finally, we have recommended changes to the appropriation bill. The legislative fiscal office recommends a budget of $80,475,628 lottery funds, $97,081,202 other funds, $13,206,385 federal funds, 847 positions, 576.26 FTE, and that Senate Bill 5528 be amended accordingly. The content of the Dash 2 amendment is to Senate Bill 5528 is shown in the memo below, and the amendment is included in your materials on OLIS. So with your permission, Mr. Chair, I will not read all of these numbers, and we can proceed to a motion.
Fair enough. Representative Clum, do you want her to read the numbers?
Well, I was going to think
just the third and fourth ones.
Mr. Chair, I move the AFL recommendation to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 5528.
Representative Clem moves the LFO recommendation to adopt the Dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 5528. Is there any discussion? All right. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. And then we'll move on to our final motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5528 is amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Clem moves Senate Bill 5528 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Clem.
Mr. Chair, the final vestigial movement out of the parks budget of the state fairgrounds is painful for people from Salem because we're worried about what will happen. But given it's slightly outside my district, not technically in my district, I'm going to support this change, knowing that I have a long list of other things in Salem that the State Parks Department is expected to talk with me about paying for, given they're not going to have to pay for the state fairgrounds anymore, that are in my district. Long list. It's a long list. Footbridges, some outhouses. I've got all kinds of stuff in my pocket over here.
But no beaches.
No. And I actually neglected to say, it sounds like his district is fairly well taken care of by the Parks Department and Cape Foulweather gift shop.
Representative Gumber, do you want to address any of that?
We'll keep the beaches. He can have the outhouses.
Fair enough.
It's called Arta Potty. Arta cans. Porta Potty. Arta Potties.
Senator Hansel.
It did strike me that that's a lot of inventory for Cape Foulweather, $250,000 inventory, but I guess it is what it is. Just a comment.
All right. Is there any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just thinking in retail terms. Are you talking about the inventory at the gift shop, Senator?
Yeah.
$250,000 in inventory turns into $500,000 of retail by the time you get employees and the ongoing maintenance of that facility, given that it's not called foul weather for on a whim, I can see those costs easily being absorbed into the ongoing administration and opening of the store there.
Good. Appreciate that.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All right. Is there any objection to the motion? All right. Seeing none, the motion carries. And then, Representative Gomberg, since the parks are such a large part of your district, would you like to carry that to full?
Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to take it to full and to the floor in spite of Representative Hack's absence. Maybe we can give her DEQ or forestry.
Fair enough. We'll have Representative Gomberg carry it to full and the floor on the House side. And then is there any preference on the Senate side?
I'll do it if you wish. Or did you want to do it?
I can do it.
I'd rather him do DEQ. So
okay, so we'll have Senator Hansel carry out Parks and Rec to the floor on the Senate side. And with that, we'll go ahead and close the work session on Senate Bill 5528 and adjourn the meeting.